This is Sharon Hill Withers, and guess what time it is? It's all about you time. I want to talk about suicide tonight. So many times we are caught in a dark place. Sometimes we are thinking, you know, what the Sam Hill is this life that I'm in? Is it even worth living? Is it even, you know, what's the point? Have you ever said to yourself, you know what, what's the point? I don't even know why I'm here. I don't even know if this life is worth living. I'm not liked. People don't love me. I don't have friends. I'm by myself. I don't have a job. I don't have goals. I don't even believe that I can have anything right now because my life is just upside down. And I don't even know how to turn it right side up. I want to talk about suicide tonight because so many times we are feeling low and in dark places. And so many times you have no idea that you are actually loved and adored because it's not being shown to you directly. You have no idea the impact that you're having to the world. Hey, Smitty, because it's impacting you indirectly. You can't necessarily see success. You're stagnated. You're not doing the things that you are really capable of doing. And it just seems like nothing is going right. Like everything you try fails. Everything that you do is not, seems like it's just doors close in your face. And it seems like you get a job, then you get fired from the job. Or, you know, you get a car and then all of a sudden there's problems with the car. And now you have a car, got a car payment, car insurance, and the car is in the driveway. You have a place that you're staying and you're trying to get yourself together to make sure that you have the things that you need, including food. And sometimes it seems that that's hard to come by. A lot of times you can look at giving up, but I want to talk about what thus says God's word about suicide. Because sometimes knowledge is power, and if you have some information, you'll be able to kind of pick yourself up out of that dark place because you have hope. See, hope is a place that you can at least start from, even if you feel hopeless. So we want to talk about today. So have you ever heard the phrase, the devil made me do it? Well, I promise you, that phrase is actually true in the case of suicide. And the reason why I say that is because the devil is the instigator of every evil thought and every evil deed. And he knows that God has a wonderful place for you, but he also knows that he doesn't want to be where he is by himself. You know, I have, you know, had some thoughts that don't necessarily serve me, and I had to change my thinking, but I couldn't change it on my own. I had to kind of start listening to some videos on YouTube. I had to start changing the music that I was listening to. I had to start changing the TV shows that I was watching. I had to start hanging around people who are positive. I had to just start hanging around them. Even if I didn't say nothing, I just had to start hanging around them. And all of a sudden, I felt good because the energy was good, even though things in my life weren't so good. So I wanted to let you know, hey, Patricia, good to see you. I wanted to let you know sometimes suicide can be a thought. And some people have gone as far as to go ahead and plan it. Like, you know how you're going to do it. You know who, you know what, you know when, you know where, and you know how. But I want to tell you that you do not have to choose suicide. What you do have to choose is thinking a little bit differently about what you think about. Now, what does that mean? Sharon, what are you talking about? Well, just to give an example. So if you have conversations in your head, I will never be good enough. No man or woman will ever love me. I am just not anything anybody would ever value. Well, guess what? The first person that has to value you is you. And well, Sharon, I don't feel that way about myself. I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm skinny, whichever your circumstances is. You know how we can go down the rabbit hole. I got a big head, I got a big nose, I got buck teeth, I got this, I got that going on, and I just think it's ugly. And when I look in the mirror, I don't even like what I see. Well, guess what? That may be true. But in order to change your view, you're going to have to actually look at where you came from, whose you are, and start to tell yourself, I am perfect even in my imperfectness. I promise you, there were so many times, because I'm 6'1". Well, I was. Lord, I'm 5'11". I done lost 3 inches from somewhere. But anyway, I'm 6'1", or 5'11". And 6'1" when I was in school and coming all, you know, way up through college, etc. And I was extremely tall. When I say extremely tall, my elementary first day of school experience with a little something like this. I'm scared half to death. I'm walking into a school. I have my little syllabus that tells me what homeroom I'm supposed to go to. Then I have this person, this little boy, who is probably at my chest, and he goes, hey, can you tell me where my homeroom is? I say, I'm looking for my homeroom too. He said, you're too big to be in my homeroom or any homeroom. You look like Sasquatch. Well, I tell you, that thing hurt my feelings. That was first day of school. I didn't have no friends. And this little boy done told me I looked like Sasquatch because I was bigger than him. Well, the names kept going from there. I mean, I was called the Jolly Green Giant. I was called Lurch. I was called anything that was negative to try to kill my self-esteem because people felt uncomfortable around me. So then I started to have negative thoughts about myself. Now, the first thing that we want to do, in order to kind of change your thinking about you, you have to make sure you're not hanging around people who are co-signing your thought about you and who might be telling you you're something negative and you're believing them. You're going to have to stop listening and stop believing what you're told. If you got people that say, don't nobody want you but me. Ain't nobody going to want you with kids. Oh, you ain't this, you ain't that. Listen, let me tell you, a narcissist is good at being able to help you with your low self-esteem so that you aren't able to leave them. Did I say that? Yes, I did. So you have to understand, and narcissists can be men or women, so let's be clear. You got some women that'll beat a man down and tell him he ain't nothing and try to keep him in a corner and try to make sure that he's not this, he's not that, you ain't all that. You know, they go, but listen, you're tearing people down because you don't feel good about yourself. But the first place to start is feeling good about you because you are you. You could have been made a snake, a rat, a roach. You could have been made a dog, but you were made in the image of God himself. And if you don't do anything but just start there, if you were made in the image of God, start there, because that at least lets you know there is some sort of divinity about you just the way you are. And anything that you actually do know about yourself that's good, start enhancing that about you. If you know you're a good reader, start reading more. If you know that you are a good cleaner, start cleaning more. If you know that you have a nice figure, then wear some things that kind of show off your nice figure. If you know that you have a big head, you might want to wear hairstyles that don't accent your big head. If you feel like you have big lips, you don't necessarily want to put on bright lipstick. You might want to just, you know, wear some lip gloss or wear the darker colors of lipstick so you'll have more density around your mouth. So there are ways for you to enhance your attributes. Say that you don't feel like you got anything else, but you do know you got some pretty feet. Well, wear sandals and go, and now listen, don't wear no sandal without getting a pedicure. Now I'm just going to go and give you some coaching on that. If you're going to wear sandals, make sure you get a pedicure. Make sure them feet are tight, okay? Don't have no real dry heels and you going to work around with bare feet. Don't have no toes hanging out hammer time and you going to wear some bare. Listen, if you know you got pretty feet, get a pedicure and then wear you some sandals. You'll be surprised on the more you get compliments about the attributes that you accent. You'll be surprised on how you feel better about yourself. So say if you have wonderful arms, like they're toned, they look good, you want to wear short sleeves more. I have more people that try to hide their attributes than show them and then wonder why people aren't noticing. You got to accent your attributes. There are something good in everybody. I don't care who you are. I mean, there are people that have been burnt from one end to the other. They look like an actual monster. But their heart and their soul, and they are just so kind and sweet and have wisdom and can absolutely impart some information to you where you can just sit and listen to them for days. So don't get caught up with superficial attributes, because heart, kindness, love, wisdom, all those things make a difference in the world too. Being positive is really, really, if you want to attract people, be positive, have great energy, be joyful, and I promise you, people will come out of nowhere, hey, how you doing? And you say, hey, how you doing? They come out of nowhere just to speak to you, spend time with you, and be involved with you. Hey, Stacy, how you doing? Just know that you can change your thought about suicide right now. You don't have to wait till your circumstances get better. You can change your thinking right now. You can start saying, I am worthy. I deserve more. I can do more. And do that you know how to do. And God will show up and the how to do other things will come. Man or woman's extremity is God's opportunity. But the question I have for you is, have you ever pushed yourself to an extreme? I think about runners who talk about they ran till they were completely exhausted and then all of a sudden they just got more energy, more air, and the second wind showed up. So think about that. When you're running this thing called life, are you pushing yourself? Are you seeing how much you can do? Are you seeing how long you can go? Are you pushing yourself to any type of extreme that will allow you to have God come in and be able to take you the rest of the way? Some of us are just coasting through life. Hey, Dama. Just coasting through life and you're wondering why life is not happening. Well, you have to happen to life. What are you doing? Do you have a plan? Do you have goals? Start to want something, even if it is nothing but something little that you know you can attain. Start wanting little things and accomplish those little things, and it will enhance your confidence on what you can do. But if you just sit and do nothing, if you decide that you want to have a negative conversation and negative self-talk about what you can't do instead of what you can do, then I promise you, you can be ready to commit suicide and don't even know it. Now, I'm going to talk to those people who are like, I ain't going to, I love me. I'm all about me. I ain't going to ever commit suicide. Well, if you eating stuff you ain't supposed to eat, you are actually committing suicide slowly. If you're smoking something you ain't supposed to smoke, you actually are committing suicide slowly. If you're drinking too much, you are committing suicide slowly. If you are in areas that are dangerous, that you could be shot any moment if somebody get mad, you are committing suicide slowly. So don't talk to people and act like you are better than them, because are you committing suicide slowly and don't even know it? You have to ask yourself some questions, because suicide comes in many forms: physical, mental, spiritual, and financial. Are you committing suicide in any one of those four areas? You got to take a look at what's going on. If you are spending money and you shouldn't be spending money, and you always broke, if you are broke, stop spending money. It's financial suicide. Go to work. Get two or three jobs so you're so tired you don't have time to spend money, and you can save all the money that you do make because you got two or three jobs taking up your time. I'm telling you, sometimes we just have to trick ourselves, because we know some of the stuff that we're doing that's creating the depression, that's creating some of the heartache, that's creating some of the things you're going through, but you're not willing to do anything about it. And all I'm saying is, if you don't like the direction you're going in, turn around. Go in the opposite direction. Do the opposite of what you're doing now. If you're sitting on the couch eating and getting fat, stop sitting on the couch. Get up and get moving, and stop eating while you're sitting, and make sure that you put more exercise in your diet or in your life. So all you have to do, whatever you don't like, and you know it's something you don't want to keep continuing to have in your life or to be doing in your life, turn around and do the exact opposite of what you've been doing. That's easy. Your life will change. You will be absolutely scare yourself on where you will be this time next year. And if you just take a moment to say, I am special. God actually made me a human being, which makes me special. If you can't find nothing special about you at this moment, that's one thing that you can't deny and you can't take away from yourself. Because again, you could have been made something other than a human being. So start there. Start dressing better. Because people that look good, they actually feel good. Because when you get around other people and they start saying, you look nice. Your hair looks great. Your eyes are so pretty. Man, your outfit looks fantastic. You'd be surprised on how you'd be like, okay, oh wow, I got three or four compliments today. Man, I wasn't anticipating that. But it felt good to be acknowledged. So just know that life is not easy. Things don't always go as they are planned. And if you don't have any pressure in your life, diamonds aren't going to be possible. You have to have some pressure in your life to develop character. You have to have some pressure in your life in order for you to become who you need to become on this earth. So don't run away from pressure. Don't run away from things that are not going right. Just try to stand, because things are going to get good again. And I promise you, life can be better than what you are experiencing right now. So the first thing is change your thoughts. And when you change your thinking, you actually change your talk. And when you change your talk, you actually change your actions. And when you change your actions, you actually change your life. Changing your thoughts is first. Changing your talk is second. Changing your actions is third, and changing your life is a result. So I challenge everybody, pick one thing that you want to change and do it for the rest of the year. And then tell me how that worked for you. And I promise you, I am excited about your wonderful results, even though you haven't even started yet. So on your mark, get set, go.